Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm Tracy Barnett, your host and narrator. Heroes, this week we have the penultimate session of Dragon Age Red Jennies, run by Megan Dornbrock, featuring Rhee and Palomi. This series has been a delight so far, and I am sure that the finale next week is going to be something special to listen to. So without further ado, let's get to the show.
Hello, heroes. Welcome back to our game of Noirlandia, Dragon Age style. I'm your host, Megan Dornbrock, and together with Palomi from Courier's Call and Rhee from the Magpies, we are playing as friends of Red Jenny. In this episode, we continue attempting to solve the mystery of our Jenny's kidnapping and succeed in making everyone's lives miserable. Let's get to the show.
We're figuring out whose scene is next.
Yeah, I have a thought.
Yes.
With the information that we've got in front of us, I imagine that some of it has been relayed back to Ada at some point, like we met up again or something. Because I would like to do something about this ship.
Oh-ho.
So I think Ada's got this, like, one-track mind. We're not going to get in fights. That's not what we do. We're not going to go, like, talk to people. We don't like people. We're gonna keep searching places. And you guys have this weird knife that apparently somebody in the Chantry requested. And I think a lot of things are pointing back to this ship. Because Rhee, you mentioned it was a fancy ship, but it's a fancy Chantry ship.
Yeah.
And I think that some of the paperwork that we grabbed from our Jenny's office indicates that maybe some of her shipments were coming in on that ship. We don't know exactly which ones. Perhaps also personnel tend to arrive in the city on these ships. Maybe Sister Marguerite is in town and was a passenger at some point. But a couple different things are pointing us towards this ship that is currently just chilling out in the Hightown, in the good docks, just... Mm-hmm. Minding its own business. And so Ada's bright idea is to climb on the ship and see what's going on.
I like it.
I can trust both of you more or less, I think. Anybody want to come with me, or is this a solo mission?
I have a thought about this.
Yes.
Ada is under suspicion.
Oh, yes.
And by everyone.
Oh, yes.
I think she's doing this alone.
Ooh. Unsupervised.
Unsupervised. Like, she... Nobody wants to associate with a betrayer of the squad.
All right. You guys are just going to let me go do this.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm almost thinking it's not that maybe we don't let you. Is it like maybe when we meet up and share information, you can tell that things are kind of frosty? Because like, obviously we trust her enough to tell her what we found.
Yeah.
Right.
But there's still like the vibes are bad.
Yeah. The vibes are not good.
Oh.
And so maybe Ada is just like, well, I'm going to go find the evidence.
Yes. This is how I will win you back.
Yeah. And exonerate myself.
Yes. Good. Cut to middle of the night, tiny dwarf. Climbing around a shipyard.
Heck yeah.
That just the way.
Or docks, I guess. They're not grounded. This is fine. Dressed all in her black sneaky clothes. Creeping around some docks. Doing that like Zelda game thing where you hide from the searchlights the guards walking in the maze. Yeah, I think the actual sneaking around the docks part isn't so difficult. But it's once she's on the ship.
Yeah.
Ada is a surface dwarf, but I think even if she's not from one of the underground cities, or at least what was only there for like a few of her earliest years, she's never been quite cool with like boats. And like ground should be under you and it should be solid. Preferably it should be over you as well, but if she can't have that, she's not gonna love going on boats. So she doesn't have a lot of familiarity with like where stuff is.
She's not having a good time.
No.
Yeah. having a bad time and doesn't know how boats work.
Doesn't know how boats. Yeah, so I think, like, sneaking around here without causing a ruckus is definitely going to be tricky.
I mean, I guess I could see an argument for body or mind in terms of the condition.
I'd argue for body. I mean, the lack of familiarity with just this space.
Yeah.
It's not a sailing boat, but it is still, like, on the water, so there's that motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's there primarily for decoration. It's still, like, seaworthy, but, you know, by how much? You're not, you know, weathering a tempest in that thing.
Well, that's great, because I don't get any dice for either one of those stats. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, so the challenge of finding where anything useful cargo documents information is on this ship is my challenge. Is my body challenge, and not getting caught doing it. So I believe it's just 1-1. Okay, I rolled a 4.
I rolled a 4 also as well.
Goodness.
So that's a failure.
Unless someone wants to offer me a bargain. This one is just, I get a success, but I have to hurt a stat.
I'm gonna pitch taking a hit on mind. I like the thought of conflicted, where, like, you're starting to have doubts of, like, okay, is it whatever our Jenny was into? Maybe this is too big for us to deal with. Maybe it's not worth it.
Ooh,
just
yeah.
Starting to have some doubts about this mission of ours.
Okay, I like that. So I'm going down to conflicted, and that is a success on my challenge roll, which means Ada has some trouble at first, but realizes that, like, no one is actively patrolling on the ship itself. So if she can get below deck, she's kind of got free rein for a while to, like, get her bearings, methodically search through section by section. There's a lot of, like, passenger quarters, there's a galley, there's a couple of offices that don't look super interesting at first pass, and she finally finds, like, a promising-looking cargo section. Mm. It's still got some crates scattered around. It looks like maybe a lot of it was offloaded already, but there's still some things lying around that she can get into.
Investigation.
Going to investigate at this point.
Investigation.
What stat is that? So I can see in this case it being either mind again for, like, being able to identify something helpful, or body because it is cargo on a ship that a small dwarf is trying to get into.
I think it's mind.
Yeah.
You gotta pick a lock.
Ooh. All right.
Which I think that bumps it up to 4 black dice, right?
Yes, it does.
I mean, it doesn't have to.
I will roll.
That was just my vote.
I feel like mind makes the most sense, though.
Yeah.
Because you have to analyze whatever you find.
Yeah, but since I did win the challenge, you can roll a bargain die.
I have good news and bad news. I got a 1 and a 2, but I also got a 5 and a 6.
Oof.
Ooh,
you got a pair of sixes.
Oh, I got a pair of sixes.
Nice.
My bargain die is a 2, so not, yeah.
Don't want that. 1, 2, 5, and 6, Palomi?
1, 2, 5, and 6, you're correct.
A pair of sixes.
Let me see what the bad things are, because a 6 versus a 6 is a tie, is a fail.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to break my principle here.
Join me in compromising your morals.
Because, yeah, I don't want the bad 6 to happen. So I also want to block the bad 1.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, no.
The bad 1 is death, and then all of my future scenes are flashbacks. I do not want to die. Thank you. Not yet.
Yeah.
So now that lets a 2 through, which is pin self and damage rep, which I've already done.
Maybe connect yourself and damage rep.
That would be interesting. I feel like connections are technically helpful, but I am not against giving ourselves a little treat.
Yeah, but it's also like it's making you,
yeah, more
look
worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay, all right. So here's how this goes. So I'm going to let the 2 and the 5 through. But I have 2 sixes, so I get 2 good 6.
Well, you have to break your principle to get that second 6.
To get the 6. So let's break the principle. So breaking my principle.
Oh, I just saw what your thing is. Oh, God.
My principle is never betray my own.
Hey, remember how you were suspicious?
Oh, no, uh-huh. You're so suspicious. What have you done?
Don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
It's gonna be the most suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
So I have some thoughts, and I think that in order to make myself become more suspicious and to tie me to something, I leave a trace, basically. Like, I leave evidence that I specifically, Ada, was here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little hard. I'm not 100% sure how to do the betray my own with no one else in my scene, at least not yet. So I think we may either need to introduce someone else into the scene, or the evidence that I leave behind is so specific as to be, I, Ada, the Red Jenny operative, was here, and here's some shit we're up to.
I'm almost wondering if you do end up having to talk to a person.
Yeah.
And have to, like, give away some info.
Hmm.
I had a thought, but I don't know if it works necessarily, because I know he said you were doing this solo, and I don't want to undo any of the work that Lydia or Ada has done. So I think maybe Omer has a moment of recognition of, like, what that symbol might have been. And it's not a definitive, like, oh, I know where I saw that. It's more of a, like, I have a hunch. What if I just poked around for a little bit? And you're on my turf right now. So I think our paths just cross. Honestly, I don't even think it's because he's following up on a lead. I think our paths just cross. Like, he likes spending time down by the docks in Hightown because it's nice.
Yeah.
And he's having kind of a rough day. So he's just like eating his lunch. And I think he spots you. Does that work?
The betrayal then is... I never betray my own. So my own are the other friends of Red Jenny, and specifically the two of you.
Yeah.
And so I think maybe on the way out, this has gone so well. You know, when she was on the ship, it was so easy that she kind of lets her guard down on her way back out and gets caught, and kind of in the moment is caught by, I mean, this is Hightown, so probably a Templar. And I think she blames Omer, like, oh, I'm doing a thing.
Yes. Okay. I like where you went with that. Really, I like where you went with that.
Oh, yeah. He asked me to do a thing. You got to talk to him about, you know, just completely throwing you under the bus.
Him under the bus. Yeah. Wow. Damn.
Oops, I was here to fix things and I've made them worse.
Ooh, panic.
This isn't gonna end well. This for us.
I mean, what was your first clue?
When we started the game. So we resolved the nice things first. So I've got 2 sixes, which, as we know, are either create a lead and connect it, or turn one of these into an answer, which we have leads I can turn into an answer.
Yeah, let's get us an answer.
So we've got this bone knife that's connected to Sister Marguerite and the Market Square. We found the bone knife in Darktown. So I don't think this is the how. I think this is the who.
Yeah.
I think this is... Sister Marguerite specifically, and sort of the Chantry in general, is our who kidnapped Jenny.
Yeah. Dun dun dun! Alright, well, at least we'll know who's responsible for it when we all die horribly.
Just gotta figure out how and why.
So these green circles indicate that those clues have been used in an answer.
Okay.
And then for my other 6, we don't have any more clues that are connected, so I'm going to generate a lead and connect it to something.
Nice.
The Queen of Hearts.
Ooh.
So this is a place in the Market Square. Queen is entertainment.
Ooh.
I think this is going to be, this is like a theater. This is where the good magic shows happen.
You presumably learned about this place on the ship.
Oh.
Or we can't connect it to Jenny.
We can. Things can be connected to Jenny.
But that can't help us.
Yeah, I like the thought that I learned about it on the ship. Some of the cargo that has not yet been unloaded or was not unloaded for some reason looks like it was bound for this theater.
Okay.
My 5 is a miss, and that is damage to me. So I'm going to move my heart down to guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
That tracks, seeing as you just threw him under the bus.
Just right under there.
The two that would pin me, I'm already pinned, so I'm going to connect me to something. I think I have to connect me to the ship.
Yeah.
I was caught in the act. People know I was there.
Yeah.
And then my reputation goes down to to damned.
How to make friends and influence people.
Not like this.
Okay, who's next?
I be like Omer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tracks.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we visit upon him in his cold sweats.
Oh, buddy.
He's not having a good day. He has the flu, essentially. He's got body aches. He's got fever. And there's a very gruff knock at his door. And it is opened. And I feel like there's like a couple of Templars.
Yeah, nice handful.
Yeah. And I think they take one look at him and they're like, mm-hmm. And I think he became an ex-Templar like a little while ago, like maybe a year or so at least. So the fact that he's dealing with this now is just like, all right. Have you been dabbling, good buddy? I think they just haul him back to the main Chantry building. And I think this is... They just start grilling him on his connection to the Friends of Red Jenny, his history since he's left the Templars, like, just everything. Anything that can get him in trouble is what they're looking for at this point.
Okay.
And I think the challenge here is him just trying to keep his wits about him enough so that he's not giving stuff away.
So, we met a friend of yours.
I don't have many friends.
Oh, yeah? Well, she seemed to think you were friends. Met her in the most unlikely of places. Down at the docks? Crawling around some ships?
You won't be more specific about this friend's name.
Dwarf? Name of Ada? Ring any bells?
Said she was out there doing you a favor.
I don't think Ada owes me any favors, so...
But you know her.
Can be me.
Seems like you're in a little bit of a bad way. Maybe we could help you out a little bit if you could remember anything.
I don't think you're even remotely going to help me out.
He, like, without saying anything about it, just takes a little vial of lyrium out of his belt. He puts it on the table closer to him, but just so you can see it.
It's right there. Look.
I mean, I could be helpful. I could be convinced to be helpful. I'm a helpful guy.
If I have to convince you to be helpful, I don't think you're going to help.
Oh, that doesn't sound like you're going to help either. Well, we can do this all day.
So can I. I think that's where the challenge roll comes in.
Yeah, how long can he hold out?
See if he actually can.
Oh, buddy.
This is a physical deal, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're struggling through that.
And I have a black die. Oh, this poor kid.
Can I pitch something here?
Hit me.
It's maybe also heart of loyalty to friends. Surely there's a misunderstanding. Ada couldn't have done this.
Well, I have a black die and guilty, so maybe...
Oh, okay, so it doesn't matter.
Maybe Ada did this on purpose and I deserved it.
Whoops.
Fuck it, let's do heart.
Oh, buddy.
I haven't gotten to play with guilty yet.
Yeah.
So my pool for white die is one. Okay. All right. I got a six.
Ooh. Okay. So the black die are two and three. So you win.
Oh.
You crushed it.
Nice.
Your heart is so strong and powerful.
Look at him go.
I'm so proud of him.
All right, so this goes on for, I mean, hours at minimum. Does it go on for, like, days?
I think it goes on for at least a day or two.
I was going to say, I feel like if he's not released voluntarily, my scene might be a jailbreak.
I mean,
yes?
I still got to investigate some shit, so.
Yeah.
I think the investigation takes the form of him being thrown in whatever passes for a cell.
Yeah.
and there's other people there and he can just talk.
It could be that, or it could just be the fact that you are letting them continue to talk at you
and
for
listen.
Hours. Yeah. Yeah, like you can figure out how much they know or like what they think you know and are trying to lead you into
like
saying.
Their agenda is about Ada and what she's doing looking around on a Chantry ship, whereas yeah. my agenda is where the hell is Jenny?
yeah.
What have you done with yeah. her? Or with yeah. them? Excuse me.
And if we've answered the who question already and it's a Chantry official, they maybe know something that they let slip.
Yeah, I like that. As a positive outcome.
Yeah, maybe that's how the investigation.
Yeah, investigating is just like withstanding and listening and powering through your own deprivation to like be conscious for whatever they're saying.
He's good at one thing, it's suffering.
Yeah.
We've hurt the boy.
It's all Pud ever wanted.
Go ahead and mark your Pud bingo cards for hurting the boy. It's the whole bingo card.
Yeah.
That's the free space. All right. So,
yeah, I could see an argument for almost any stat for this.
My argument was going to be for rep because he's overlooked.
Ooh.
So it's a neutral die. So I'm not going to add anything to my pool, but it's the only die that's not black.
Yeah, but they're a little freer in their talk.
Yeah, because you're not a threat.
Yeah.
You're a washed up ex-Templar who's going through withdrawal. Like, you're not going to do anything.
You're going to break any minute now so we can say whatever we want.
So that's going to be, is that going to be two?
So that's two white die versus three black die. And we get, you won the challenge, so we have a bargain die.
I will roll the bargain. I rolled a two. I apologize. I'm very bad.
Oh no!
At rolling bargains.
I rolled a three and a one. It's okay. He's got a lot in his mind.
Oh no.
We have a six, a three, and a two.
Your boy might be breaking some principles here.
I think even if you break your principle, you're not going to stop that six.
Yeah. The six escalates a place.
Escalates a district, or it destroys a lead. Which isn't the worst thing. Escalating is pretty bleak.
Yeah.
We've got some leads that we can afford to lose. It's okay.
What happens when you destroy a lead that's a person?
If it's me, I die.
Okay. We don't want that.
If it's one of the ones we already used, mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe we can't destroy a lead that...
That would be my guess, is that they've been, like, they're locked down, yeah.
That's already been connected.
Yeah.
I have a thought.
Hit me with that thought.
Yeah.
The Chantry ship just leaves.
Yeah.
There goes that lead.
It's a boat. And like because you're in Hightown, that's your affiliation, you can still kind of access it. But the boat gone.
I don't think it just leaves. I think they move it. They're like, they're onto us. We have to move the boat.
Yeah.
Hide the evidence, boys.
Yeah. We might not know exactly where to yet.
Yeah.
But it's out of our reach, at least for now.
Yeah.
Which I like. So that's the bad thing. Let's worry about the good things first. How can we get you this bargain die, this two that's better than your one? It's got to be, this is investigation, so it's got to be a narrative thing. It's not going to hurt your stats. I think you get released, but there's a catch. You're going to be followed from now on.
So they question him, and I think based on the role, they, after a couple of days, just don't get anything useful out of him, is what that conclusion ends up being.
Yeah.
I think anyone who's connected to him, like anyone who even drops his milk off in the morning, is going to get heat based off of this.
Yes.
So if he talks to Ada, if he is seen speaking with Ada, they're going to start getting into her stuff. If they see Lydia, they're going to start getting into her stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His face is not a good face to have next to yours if you're a friend of Red Jenny right now.
Yeah.
Which effectively makes him not a friend of Red Jenny.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, we're all getting isolated. I like this.
Yeah.
This is perfect. Yep. Okay, you've got a two versus a two and a three versus a three, which we can make successes if you break your principle.
So my principle is justice must be done. And I'm trying to think about what that means in this context. The first thing that comes to mind is Ada threw me under the bus. Justice dictates at least a what the fuck.
Yeah. That's where my mind was going to, is that, but you don't.
Oh. And I'm trying to think about what the fuck would be, right? Like, yeah. I think it would just be a confrontation.
Yeah.
So I think him going against his principle is not having this confrontation with Ada. It's whatever happened, instead of being discussed or confronted or talked about openly and frankly, it turns into a resentment. So there's this sort of trajectory of their relationship of like they were friends, they were friendly towards each other. Yeah. She fell under suspicion.
Yeah.
She threw him under the bus, and now he's just like, there's no salvaging this relationship now.
Yeah. I like the layer that the friendship is essentially over, but I like the layer that you're also in a way saving her, because by not having this confrontation, she's not immediately put under more scrutiny.
Suspicion.
Yeah.
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 Oof. Oof.
The suffering, it's tasty.
Mm-hmm. He's brooding manfully 24/7 now.
You love to see it.
You love to see it.
Because of this, you get a hit on a 2 and a 3, and you get a miss on a 6. So let's do the hits first. 2, I believe you heal a stat.
Ooh!
Yeah, heal a condition.
You get to move up by 1.
Getting clean, baby!
Maybe you get your lyrium fix.
From whomst?
Little parting gift from your Templars.
Oh, they do get it to me.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And then a 3, you can add a lead or connect 2 leads that exist.
I want to add a lead. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like we got to add.
Because we're about to delete one.
All right. A 10 of spades.
Would we like a person, a place, or a thing?
Give me a person.
Okay.
We need more people.
Oh, boy. 10s are chantry officials or Templars.
Oh.
Is this your new shadow?
Yeah, I think so.
My question is, the affiliation is Lowtown.
I mean, there's chantries all over the city.
Okay.
Everybody's got their local church, right?
And they fall in line to varying degrees.
So they sent one of the sketchy rough and tumble Templars.
Just keep an eye on you.
You know what it is? That Templar is now a supplier.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't have one. Ada can't give me anything. I need one.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, we'll help you out. If you help us out. I have a probation officer.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Drug dealer.
/ drug dealer. It's a very bad probation officer. Very loose term.
In our bad 6, we decided we're destroying the ship.
Yep. Goodbye, ship.
There you go. Bye-bye.
So this is a good example. Because the connections from the ship are still valid, if we connect one other thing to either the theater or to me, that's technically like 3 things that are connected.
Got it.
So like that chain is still okay. Those 3 items are still in a chain. It's okay that one of them is destroyed.
Yeah.
Or that there's a 4th destroyed thing in there, but there are still 3 good ones.
Got it.
Hello, heroes, and welcome to the midroll. Heroes, I want to remind you that this coming Thursday, the 31st of March, at 7 o'clock p.m. on OneShot's Twitch channel, I will be running a sequel's the right word, to the Gunfucks game that I ran here on OneShot, and it features the exact same cast. I've got DJ, I've got B, and I've got Melissa all coming back to reprise their roles, and we are doing this stream for a very special reason. You've heard me in the post roles talk about the TTRPG for Trans Rights in Texas bundle that's going on Itch right now. Well, this week, as this episode posts, is the last week that you can get that bundle. This is a hugely important charity to me. I think that the 2 nonprofits that are being supported by this, it's really, really important that this bundle raise as much as it can. It's already so vastly exceeded expectations. But we are running Gunfucks to draw more people in, to talk about the bundle, and to get people to pledge that $5, get almost 400 games, and to raise money for trans rights in Texas. So if you can join us this Thursday night, 7 p.m, twitch.tv/oneshotrpg, you're going to have an amazing, amazing time watching us play Gunfucks. It's going to be a ridiculously, ridiculously fun good time, and I'm very, very much looking forward to it. I will also encourage you at this point in time to support us on Patreon. The $5 level is probably where most people want to get in, because that's where you get access to the One Shot Secret Archive. There you get bonus content of all kinds. You get bonus content from Courier's Call, from Character Creation Cast, from Design Doc, from my own Iron Edda RPG. You get it all. $5 a month gets you access to everything, and you help support this network, and you help me continue to do this job, which is, like, vital. It's really important, and I love what I do here. So, if you have some cash to spare, supporting the One Shot Patreon is an absolutely great way to help support the network. Now, with all that out of the way, let's get back to the show.
Well, I want to go look at the theater.
Cool.
I think Lydia's perspective is Ada is untrustworthy. Omar is burned, basically. I think that her assumption is that Omar, I don't know. I don't know if she can make any assumptions about whether or not he broke and gave up information. The fact that she hasn't been arrested makes her think that he didn't.
But she can't trust that. She can't assume. I feel like in this line of work, you can't assume.
Yeah, yeah. Even if she could, she, I think, is able to see that, like, anybody in his orbit is getting picked up and questioned. So, like, can't talk to him, can't trust Ada, doing this by myself, I'm going to check out this theater.
Okay. So at some point then, Ada must have given you some heads up, like, hey, I found this, or hey, I whatever, and Lydia's gone off without me. How dare?
Yeah, I think we're still, like, what I'm imagining what that scene was, or what that conversation was, like, Lydia found out that Omar had been arrested, and in the course of that, it came out that, like, Ada was the one, like,
yep,
Ada
yep.
is responsible, but also the information that Ada found was shared, and so it ended. That conversation didn't end on a good note.
No. I can't imagine it would have.
But I know enough to go check out this theater.
Cool.
Which is what I'm going to go do. Off I go. And I want to figure out, how does this theater connect to the Chantry? That's my goal here. What is the Chantry's okay. interest in? Because that's not a common crossover.
Yeah. If it's a theater that's still in operation, maybe they're doing some kind of propaganda entertainment. Like, what was the...
Nativity plays?
Yeah, those kind of... like, there's another word that I'll think of at 4 a.m. But yeah, that sort of thing. Or my other question that might... change this was, like, is this theater still in operation?
It's a good question. I feel like, given where it's located in the Market Square, buildings don't stay vacant. That's hot property.
Oh yes, that's true.
Yeah, Low Town maybe, but Market Square, no, it's in operation. It's a functional theater. So yeah, that's what I want to do. Going it alone, and I'm avoiding talking to people. I want to figure out. I think I know what it is, and this is probably going to end up with me damaging my reputation further, but I think that Lydia shows up posing as, like, a scribe who's been hired to do work, and that's how she gets into the offices and just starts digging through paperwork.
And this is your district, too, so I don't think it's going to be too difficult for you.
Yeah, maybe I've done work for somebody at this theater before.
Yeah, I believe that.
So, yeah, I think the challenge is analyzing all of the papers, which I think is mined.
Yeah.
Yay, I get to roll two.
Black die time.
It's the only thing I have a positive in.
Oh, good.
I got a 6 and a 5.
I got a 6.
Nice.
Okay, well, it's a stalemate. So I get success in exchange for a bargain.
Yeah, to hurt one of your stats.
Yeah.
So, ooh, let's do heart. So this, it is somebody that you've worked with before. You didn't realize that this theater had changed hands, and it's actually, like, a good friend of yours running shows right now.
Oof.
And I think in your digging, maybe you find out something about them, or maybe they're cooking the books a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're not quite sure what to do with that.
Yeah, but, like, it's also, well, because this would put me at -3 heart, and it's consumed.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but I like that. Ooh. Because I feel like it's like I learned something bad about somebody I you know, used to like, but, like, I'm so obsessed with just, like, I don't care about anything or anyone else. I just have to get my sibling back.
Yeah.
So I'm just, like, discarding all of this other stuff. Yeah. No, I'll take that. I want to succeed.
Heart.
Whoops.
Minus three. I've been clinging to that plus one in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Desperately.
Smart.
Everything else is negative. But that does mean that I succeeded. So now, investigation roll, yeah?
Yeah.
Which I think is going to be mind again. I'm reading papers.
Yeah.
So I get to roll three.
Palomi, do you want to do the three black dice?
Yeah.
I have a one, a six, and a two on my white dice.
We got two sixes and a five, bud.
Oh.
These dice have not been serving very well.
I do get a bargain die. Five. Okay. If I want to succeed on any of these, I'm going to have to do my second principal break.
Oh, boy.
I feel like I have to, because otherwise we have two really bad.
Yeah. The narrative bargain to get this bargain die. I think whatever you found out about your friend, you're going to have to reveal it and hurt them.
Okay, yeah. I think that makes sense with my obsessiveness that's kicking in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my options here, I could either break my principles and then I succeed on a six and a five, which gets me...
Which are good.
Which is very good. It gets me a lot of leads and possibly an answer. Or I just beat that five, which does that still give me a six?
Yeah, that would give you a hit on a six and then two misses on sixes.
Okay.
Which also...
If we want to wrap this up quickly...
Yeah.
You know what? No, I'm going to take that second option. I'm going to take this. I succeed on a six and I have two misses on a six.
Okay.
Heck with it.
Let's do the good thing first.
So I'm going to add and connect a new lead.
Mm-hmm.
Two of hearts. That seems fitting. Let's get another thing. What do I find in this theta?
Ooh, a two is an official document.
Mm, wow. That works.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah. What is this official document that I find? I think it's an agreement. Maybe this is also the compromising thing that I find. Mm. The owner is taking bribes from the Chantry to
perfect
cover up something. So the connection is going to be between the theater and this official document. And that is somehow, it's not clear on what, but there's some kind of arrangement off the books, illegal arrangement between them. Yeah. Time to light things on fire.
You either destroy a lead or you escalate a district for each of these sixes.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. Come with me on this journey, my friends, and tell me what you think. I know we have only but introduced our lyrium supplier. But what if he dies?
Oh, shit.
What if he turns up dead?
Lowtown is a wild place.
Yeah, Lowtown gets rough.
And also, what if we escalate Lowtown?
Okay, Lowtown's a wild place and there's been a murder.
Yeah. Maybe the murder was just part of the chaos of Lowtown. Maybe it has something to do with this whole mess. Probably it didn't have anything to do with this whole mess because he wasn't connected to anything with our murder board here. But like, Lowtown is getting to be an increasingly bad place to be right now.
Yeah, sure is.
I love it.
Yep.
Thoughts for the next scene. I think we're all even on number of scenes done, so we can, whoever wants to go is more than welcome.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have three linked clues.
Yeah, we would love to get these.
If we can turn that, unfortunately, one of the linked clues is our friend Ada.
Is our friend Ada, but I love that she is connected to a disreputable theater.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
That fits with her very well. This could easily answer either question. Okay.
Yeah.
So, quick question for me. On our murder board here, Ada is connected to the fancy chantry ship that has been destroyed or gone missing. That is connected to the theater. The theater is connected to official documents of the owner of the theater taking bribes from the chantry.
Yeah.
So, that counts as Ada being connected to two other clues because the ship was taken off the board, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so those three do count as being connected.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, which is pretty Which is pretty fun.
Yeah. However, my understanding is that if Omer, like, got the opportunity to answer a question, he could answer it with official documents, theater, and chantryship, because since
correct
you're in Hightown, you can use that destroyed clue. Mm-hmm. So there is a slim chance that Ada might not be involved. And it's all a coincidence.
I see. Okay. Cool.
But
it just depends on how this...
Yeah.
And also something to note is over the course of our last few scenes, we have all become increasingly separated from one another.
Yeah. Yeah. The paranoia is...
Yeah. Very real.
Sky high.
I feel like the natural next step is Omer dealing with all of this. Because I also would like an opportunity to... I don't know how Ada connects to any of this, but I feel like I have a couple ideas on how the chantryship connects to all of this. So I think I do want to start. This is like maybe the day after all of this news breaks out about there being a very public murder.
Yeah.
Lowdown. The rumor is that it is Omer's lyrium supplier. So he's like, on the one hand, fuck him. On the other hand, where am I getting my lyrium from?
You got like one dose from this guy and then he got murdered.
Yeah. Yeah, he got murked. Like, and I'm just like, cool, 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 cool. Fuck. So I think, you know, I've got my lyrium supply. I've probably used it up by now. And at this point, I'm just like, I think I'm going to need to be my own fucking supplier.
Ooh.
So I think he's going to go out and just, I mean, he has never done this. He doesn't know how this works. He's just like, maybe if I walk around.
Oh, buddy.
One drug, please.
Could I have your finest drug bean?
So where do you go looking?
I mean, it could be the market square. It could be Lowtown. It could be Darktown.
So here's a thought. Functionally, you have access to that chantry ship as a clue, and we've decided that narratively, you know where they squirrel away these ships.
Mm-hmm.
What if that's where you start looking?
Yeah.
That makes sense. You know, if you have to squirrel away a ship for some lyrium shipments for the local mm-hmm. cops.
Like... Yeah, where does the chantry hide the good shit?
Yeah, they probably have the good shit somewhere.
Yeah.
I think that's probably where he goes looking. So he starts going into, as back streets is a relative term, he starts going around the back streets of Hightown, which is more just like narrower streets that are equally opulent and ridiculous. And maybe starts like weaving his way in and out between those and the docks, and just kind of takes a walk. Sees if he can retrace his steps to, you know, where he remembers people hiding these ships in the past.
Well, that sounds difficult and or dangerous.
Mm-hmm. It does sound difficult and or dangerous. Mostly difficult. I mean, I feel like a challenge roll is mm-hmm. necessary.
Yeah.
I would say so.
It sounds like mind to me, because you're trying to remember.
Definitely. I've got no dice in that one. That's what, better than negative. I don't have anything that is positives.
I've been hanging on to my plus one in mind, tooth and nail.
Yeah.
It's 1v1.
I'll roll a black die.
I got a 3.
I got a 5.
That is a failure. We can bargain.
I have a pretty good idea what the stat damage would be.
What?
I think it would be to his heart.
Aww.
Yeah.
Because he's just ruminating on what he's been reduced to now.
Aww, buddy.
Oh, yeah. So to frame that, I guess, a little narratively would be you can take one damage to your heart because it takes a long time. Omer is wandering for the better part of the day.
Yeah, that's a lot of time to think.
Yep. Yep. It's a lot of time alone with his own thoughts.
About one's circumstances.
Yeah.
About how they got here, mm-hmm. about how childhood was extremely simple, comparatively. And then suddenly you become a Templar and you're taking drugs and you're like, yo, this is awesome. And then suddenly you're not a Templar and it's less awesome, but you still have to take the drugs.
Yep.
Yeah. What's the notch down from guilty on heart?
Haunted.
Yeah, that
Ooh.
Feels correct.
And that's 2 black die?
Yeah, it is.
Great. So that's turned into a success.
Fantastic. We like that.
So he finds it eventually.
Yeah.
He remembers, I think it's like a matter of like the time of day that kind of like reactivates his memory. Mm. He's walking and then he's like, oh yeah, you go down this way and then you take two lefts and then a right and then another left. And then suddenly the docks are wrapping around a building that doesn't make any sense. And there it is. There's a big old ship. There's a big old ship.
Is there anybody keeping watch on this ship?
I feel like if a Chantry ship is being hidden, it's being hidden for a reason. And I feel like as a result, yes, there are people, there are guards posted, there are Templars posted. Yeah. At least some on the ship, some on the docks leading up to the ship. Like, it's guarded heavily, I feel.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the Templar barracks are not close by.
Oh, yeah. So there's not a way that you're walking onto this ship without being seen.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be like Omer making a calculation of like, do any of these people perhaps recognize me or do I recognize them? And can I bluff my way onto a guard rotation?
Oh, ooh, damn. I like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think Omer kind of just like studies the people's whose faces mm-hmm. he can see and just kind of like, all right, this is what we're doing. And just very confidently, like, strides over and it's just like, I'm here to relieve you.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And they're like, excuse me? What time is it?
It's been 4 hours. It's time for all of you to change out, but I guess I'm early.
Oh man. I don't even know what time is anymore. 4 hours already?
It goes by fast. It goes by fast. You get lost in your thoughts, it goes by fast.
Yeah, you look like somebody who's been doing a lot of thinking.
Oh, Mary, internally.
So this is the investigation, I think, at this point. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I think so, too.
What do you have in reputation?
I have neutral.
Okay.
Okay, good.
So you get to roll 2 white. The black dice are 3 plus 1 for the escalation.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And then there's 2 bargain dice.
2 bargain dice.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Snake eyes.
Oh, buddy.
All right, it's okay. Let's see what happens.
Omer's about to get yeet into the river.
Yes. Oh, no.
You know, I don't want to say good. The okay news is that 3, 4, 5 all have the same result on a miss.
Okay.
It's all damage to condition.
I don't have a lot of conditions left.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have your snake eyes, which are not going to block any of that.
Uh-huh.
The bargain dice that you can bargain for, 1 is a 1. Sorry. 1 is a 5.
Uh-huh.
So that would block one of these mm-hmm. things. And even without having to do a tie, like you can just knock one of these out. So this is going to be real tough.
What's my bargain for one of those?
So it's just narrative, I believe.
Yeah.
If you get it, hitting on the 5 is going to let you generate a new lead or connect to existing leads. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice thing to have. It's not an answer, but it is a nice thing to have. So just narratively... Oh, wait, hang on. We rolled 4 black die, but only 3 of them go. Only the 3 highest.
Oh!
So you're just going to have 2 bad things.
Yay! What am I giving away, though, to get that bargain die? I think that's the thing I'm interested in here.
I feel like it needs to be something to do with the fact that you're back on this shift. Oh, okay. Let me pitch this. You swap in for this guy. He leaves. But then the person who is supposed to be taking this shift shows up and you have to, like, knock him out and stuff him in a closet or something. Yeah. And, like, now Omer is associated with 2 missing Templars. Oh.
Yeah.
I like that. I think that's really good.
Templar shift worker will remember this.
Yeah. Because, like, if you're working the full shift, they're going to see your face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to know who I am. And then when the guy shows up, they'll just be like, what? Yeah, I think whenever the person who is supposed to relieve, the person Omer relieved, Omer is just like, crap, like heads him off at the pass.
Bonk.
Yeah, plunks him in the back of the head real good. And then, yeah, shoves them like in a garbage pile. Like, just, hey, that's trash. All right, just covers them It's fine. It runs away.
Into the dumpster with you.
Into the dumpster with you. All right. So that's going to knock out one of those fours.
Yeah.
Cool.
But this is still a net failure.
Yeah. So you've got the one hit on a five, and then you've got a miss on a four and a five. So let's do the hit first, because that's the good thing.
Alrighty.
So the five that won lets you connect two leads or add a new lead.
Yeah, let's add a new lead.
All right.
So let's make it a place.
All right. You wanna draw a card?
It's a two.
Ooh, in Darktown.
That's our second clue now in Darktown.
Yeah, we haven't had many of those.
That's exciting.
So a place. Two just says on the road.
Interesting.
So I feel like in Darktown in particular, that's going to be like an alley or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So since Darktown is like underground, mm-hmm. essentially, I'm imagining maybe it's like a tunnel that has, because we've got the catacombs down mm-hmm. there. So like maybe it's a tunnel that has a lot of little like side alcoves and nooks and crannies and hiding places yeah. and things.
Like a passageway of some kind.
Yeah, maybe it's a place that like the Chantry, because we gotta, you know, this has to be a clue that you get from your time on the Chantry ship. Maybe whatever this Chantry organization is using it for like dead drops. Because you're looking for like a new lyrium hookup, so like maybe there's a place where like they drop off lyrium for whatever reason down there or something.
I really like the implication that it's not just the Friends of Red Jenny using these catacombs as an underground mm-hmm. highway. The Chantry was like, we made these. Yeah. We've been using them.
Yeah. And then we got to do these two negatives.
Yes.
What's one step down from haunted on heart?
Consumed. That's where I'm at.
Hey.
Join me in sadness.
And what's one step down in rep?
You are suspected.
That sounds correct.
Yeah, also yeah. makes sense given your missing Templar tendencies.
That's three die. Okay. Try not to roll with heart for the rest of this game. Shit.
This episode of One Shot features several pieces of music by Cody Martin. The songs are Legend Tells, Empire, Drunken Thrush, and Seaworthy. This episode of One Shot was edited by Megan Dornbrock. You can find more of her work on Twitter at Meglish or at oneshotpodcast.com.
That's it for One Shot this week, but don't worry. We'll be back next week with the finale of Dragon Age Red Jennies. And just as a reminder, I know Megan says it in her outro, but if you want to hear more of Meg, you can hear her on her Modifier podcast here on the One Shot Network. There's a vast array of interviews that you can go listen to her. She's just wonderful at what she does. You can hear Palomi on Skyjack's Courier's Call, which is an absolute delight to listen to. And you can hear Rhee as part of Clever Corvids. They're all three very, very gifted podcasters, very gifted role players, and I am so glad that they all got together to do this series with us. This week, One Shot's call to action is going to be a ringing of that same old bell. There are still so many issues that need our attention in Washington, and calling your reps is a very, very, very good and very effective way to move the needle on them. If, you know, it's difficult to make phone calls, because I know that I struggle with that too, you can use 5calls.org. It has a list of all the pertinent issues that you might want to talk about. It has all the contact information for your representatives, and it has a script to read. So head on over to 5calls.org and make your voice heard. And now, James, take us away.
As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest OneShot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at gamemaster@oneshotpodcast.com. One Shot is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes. In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.